Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we're going to be in L.A. next week for American Idol Week. It's an exciting week for us. Mm-hmm. We get to hang out with all the American Idol finalists and some of the contestants from former years also. I think we got Jordan Sparks lined up. Who else was on that list this morning?
Everybody.
Chris Allen.
Yeah, Chris Allen, last year's winner, will be there. And there's more that'll be on the list. Like, Kara showed up last year. I'm hoping Ellen walks through.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
But Kara showed up last year. She wasn't on the list. I'm working on Randy Jackson, dog.
All of those are fine, but a little inconsequential to Wendy because Casey James is now not in American Idol anymore.
Man, no, he got eliminated, so he'll be coming by the table for a little one-on-one time.
He got confirmed yesterday.
Joining Lee for a shot at the title is Crystal Bowersox.
Which means Casey is out, which is good news for Wendy because she's totally vibing on this guy.
That's right.
So we're going to get one on one time.
Oh, fine. I'm so excited because that was the last opportunity was last week for him to get eliminated so we could have the one on one time because we don't get much time with the final two because they're still rehearsing and then they just do it like press conference style. So now Casey will be coming by the table.
So we debated this a little bit back and forth yesterday, and I think we came up with a general consensus that the rest of us are just going to take off. When we know that Casey is coming around, that Wendy will be sitting there at the broadcast table by herself, and she can do anything she wants with that one-on-one time, so long as she understands that no means no from Casey James.
You really think she's compelled to say no? I mean, she may have a hard time saying no to the people, but it's when she wants to say no, but not with Casey. But we don't
want
to.
Not her I'm worried about. It's him. When he says no, she has to understand that no means no.
He won't say no.
But we don't want to impose on your time with your man. Mm-hmm. You know, you've worked hard.
You'll be fine.
How? Voting it's for Bowersox?
It's going to be a little awkward, but I think you'll be able to do it.
It'll be a little weird sitting there all by myself at the huge table that we have.
Here was our intention the last couple of weeks, that every time an American Idolist got booted, we would talk to them on Monday, and we made sure to carve out a little time and ask them, like, give us a little advice about Casey James that Wendy can use in casual conversation with Casey that he'll be surprised that she knows about this. So there'll be a connection that he doesn't know that she's done homework on. And this is what Tim Urban told us when he got kicked off about Casey.
Okay, it's all about like classic good music, like guitar, like the Steve Ray Vaughan, like that kind of music. That's what he grew up with, and like that's kind of his thing. You want to get him to, you know, get a connection real quick, something he can pick up on real fast. All about the music.
Like Justin Timberlake and Lady Gaga?
I mean, I wouldn't. Only if you want the conversation to end very quickly.
Because I'm pretty sure Wendy doesn't think music existed before NSYNC.
Oh, come on. No, I'll make him a good mixtape.
Maybe I'll do some research.
Okay, so classic rock angle. So rattle
Stevie
off.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Who else?
Like a Van Morrison.
Yeah, I bet he'd be in like a feels like a Van Morrison kind of guy, right?
Well, maybe it's just talk because his thing is guitar playing, and obviously Stevie Ray Vaughan is one of the best ever. So
there you go.
Maybe it's just maybe just the comment. You know what? Classic rock. That you know, there's just better guitarists in classic rock than any other. Or
Jimi Hendrix. You can't go wrong there you're talking about guitarists, right?
So that's his thing is
the
guitar.
Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know anything about any of
these
people.
Okay, well, why don't you sit down with me? I'll make up some good stories.
Well, I'm saying is like she could say, "What do you think?" You know, like.
Maybe
you
could
throw it out there.
Maybe you could ask to be taught. Like, hey, you know what? Taught about the music. Look, I've just started catching on to learning about this stuff.
I think it's more subtle than that. It's going to be something like, yeah, you know, I like American Idol, but I'll tell you what, I like the classics more. You know?
But then she has to speak about it.
Yeah,
she can't.
Follow up.
She can't fake it.
You got a whole internet to do your homework on.
Or I'm learning that classic rock is, you know, they're better musicians. I mean, what do you think? Who are some of the ones that I need to focus on? So, yeah, I do think the ask him to teach you angle.
I think Melissa's right, because I think if you try to fake it...
Mm-hmm. There's no way I could search the internet for all the classic rock artists and know all those songs. And
you could say, hey, I just realized I don't have any classic rock on my iPod. I'm trying to figure out which are the major albums I need to have on there. Like, for sure.
I think it's good advice, because, if a guy, when a guy takes you to a baseball game, he wants to put his arms around you and basically teach you about baseball. It's no different here. So maybe that's a great angle on it.
Okay.
All right. So this was Siobhan. Is that how I pronounce her name?
Uh-huh.
When she was talking about Casey James.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Casey. He's a funny guy. He's different from anybody I've met, probably. Don't play pool with him.
Okay. Why is that?
You won't like him anymore.
Well, really?
He's so good.
Yeah. He's from Texas, and apparently people from Texas have their own special way of playing pool that means they're allowed to cheat.
Oh, okay.
And the one time I tried to play pool with him, it was like he was playing this whole nother game that he decided not to explain to me until there were about three balls left. And I was like, wait, I thought you were solids, but okay, apparently not. And I don't know, it wasn't so much fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to like him, I advise that you don't play pool with him.
Now, you mentioned him being from Texas. Does he have a lot of Texas pride? Because Wendy's from Texas, too.
I am from Texas.
So is that a connection they could make?
Probably, yeah. He does have Texas pride. You know, he does things that I guess are very Texan. He's always, always talking about cooking hot dogs.
I can make him hot dogs.
Okay,
hot dogs.
Something interesting.
Is there special things that he likes to eat on his hot dogs, like ketchup, mustard, something I should stay away from?
He sure does talk about it a lot.
Okay.
All right, so I got to cook
hot
some
dogs.
Hot dogs.
I don't know how it relates to Texas.
It's too much.
I don't know.
To bring hot dogs, too much. But if she's subtly eating one,
seductively. Pulling it out of the bun with her teeth. She's doing that.
I don't think the hot dog is as important as Texas. Because if you're from the same state as somebody, then that conversation can go on for 10 minutes.
Totally.
You know?
There's
That's
a connection.
Have you done your research on where in Texas he's from?
He's from like a little part up near Dallas, I think.
Okay.
Well, you need to know that.
In southern Texas.
Yeah,
so.
you got to say, where are you from? And as soon as he says, go, oh,
Highland Park.
Yeah.
I know Highland Park.
Yeah.
Hey, JJ, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
How's it going?
Hey. Okay, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I was just calling to let y'all know y'all are leaving Wendy out to dry here because yesterday he was talking about how Jen did it all by herself. But the way y'all set it up is I believe it was Burt was the one that was, telling Stifler and all y'all was telling Stifler that she had a thing for him. So and y'all just going to leave her out to dry.
Well, I mean, JJ, let's be honest. What was the result of the whole Stifler thing when we tried to handle it that way?
We've learned from our mistakes.
But still, it's, Wendy's, she wants a wingman, wing women, whatnot, and y'all help Jen out, so I think y'all should hang out with her.
But again, you gotta look at our past results. That ended up horribly.
Well, it could have worked really well when I was married, but then when we connected with him again when I wasn't married anymore, it didn't work.
See, and isn't that a statement about guys right there?
What?
He was all into you when you were married. Then you were single, and he's like, nah, no thanks.
I think it's just the age thing that he liked me when I was younger.
All right, so this is set up for Monday, you said, right?
Yeah, Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
I'm ready to go.
You and a man, okay?
Yay. I'm ready.
You're ready to do this.
I've got this.
Okay. Yeah, look how confident she looks. You got
say
this.
The words.
Hey, The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.